This broadcast of Bobcat Radio is sponsored by the University Bookstore. The University Bookstore has textbooks for all Texas State classes. More info online at bookstore.txstate.edu or at 245-2273.
And we're back here, wrapping it up, Bob Friday edition of Bobcat Radio on KTSW. I'm Warren, Ish, and Dean here, your usual Friday crew. Going back to the World Cup, USA advances. What an accomplishment. You know what? Juergen got a lot of... People were questioning him a lot coming into the World Cup with the roster, 23, final 23, even the final 30. And really everything he's touched has turned to gold. Like yesterday, taking out Jeff Cameron and putting in Omar Gonzalez. Genius move there. The Brad Davis move, we'll give him a pass, but changing.
Well, it didn't really hurt him that bad.
Yeah, but Brad Davis really didn't play that great. Bringing on Yedlin.
Yedlin, who I didn't think we'd see at all.
No, John Brooks. No one thought we saw John Brooks scored the header in the game.
Got that magic touch right
now.
The
one game, yeah. And I think Omar Gonzalez had an amazing game yesterday. He was probably the man of the match. Him and Tim Howard were probably the man of the match for me. And Kyle Beckerman. Has had one of the best. Kyle Beckerman, what a great World Cup he has had. He is not afraid to get down and dirty in there. And he is, that hair just fits him perfectly and everything.
Jermaine Jones had a... He was all over the place, too.
Yes,
except for running into everybody the ball.
That's Jermaine Jones has had an amazing World Cup, too.
And that was
one. He's been one of the questions.
Exactly. People are written putting Jermaine, and he's shown why he's picked.
What did you call him? We were watching the game, a scud missile just going everywhere.
I didn't say that. So maybe someone else said
that. Yeah, someone said that. He's like, he's like a scud missile right now, just
going everywhere.
And the big thing is, too, no one suspended for the games. We only picked up one yellow card in the group stage. That was Jermaine. Then we reset. Jermaine gets a couple yellows here and there, but you know what? He only got one.
Kept us cool.
But the USA, I think that was planned perfectly. Everyone thought they beat Ghana. All right, we got a chance. Then tie Portugal. We're good. And then you lose Germany. I think that was the expected path to the next round, and that's exactly what happened. And Germany didn't. They tried to win. They went full on attack on us,
especially at the end.
Well, the whole game, they went full on. They didn't lay down, and we hung with them. Lockstep.
Muller missed a couple easy ones. Close missed like one really point blank one. It seemed.
I forgot who it was, but right at the end, they had for the U.S.
Bedoya.
Had that shot block. I think if he kicks it to the left, it's in.
Yeah, maybe. But
he kicked it back into the defender.
Yeah. But still, I just think that's a big step. Like this, okay, so the quarterfinal matchups are just going to go Brazil-Chile tomorrow along with Colombia-Uruguay, France-Nigeria, Germany-Algeria, Dutch-Holland, Netherlands against Mexico. Mexico's against three countries. Costa Rica versus Greece. and Argentina versus Wales, and then Belgium-USA. I really don't think – I was a little worried about Belgium. Not worried about Belgium anymore.
They're
I will tell
good.
That. I will say after we go lockstep with Portugal – we outplayed Portugal. Should have won that game. We deserved to win that game.
That was like the biggest disappointing draw ever.
Yeah,
in U.S. history.
Should have beat Portugal, and then.
I don't know. You look at Belgium,
and then even Germany.
You look at Group H, where Belgium came from, Algeria, who just qualified for the first time, Russia and Korea, and they didn't really look that good against all of them. I believe they beat Korea 1-0, 1-0. They didn't have any convincing. I mean, they won every game, so granted.
They only scored four goals.
Yeah. So, yeah, they didn't. It's, I don't know, no impressive wins. Belgium, I forgot what
they have a guy get a red card to four.
They did get somebody to get a
red card. So he's out.
I don't know what they're ranked in the world, but.
They're like.
Top 15.
They're like around the U.S., but Belgium's one of those dark horses because they have so many guys that play in the Premier League, like Lukaku, Vertonghen.
Company.
Morales, all these guys. They're just. All in the Premier League. They all play well in the Premier League. Now they're all coming. That's another thing, too, about the World Cup. They're all-star teams coming together, so there's time left to gel together. That's why, so it's tough for them. But, all right, before we do, I think the USA advances against Belgium. I had them in the quarters the whole time, and I don't see why not. What did you have them in?
We all had them in the quarters.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, we all had them in the quarters.
Well, I actually had them winning the World Cup. But
all right.
I saw a poll on ESPN, and there was like 16 votes for like the U.S. winning the World Cup, and I guess Warren was one of the 16.
If we were in the other side and maybe had to face France, I'd be a little better.
If
Argentina's looming in the quarters. You know what? This has been the World Cup of surprises, so nothing will surprise me.
Go Switzerland.
And Argentina's lost in the quarters of the last two World Cups, but how about a semis with maybe potentially Costa Rica or Mexico, the USA CONCACAF, all CONCACAF semis. That would be amazing.
If US plays Mexico in the semis, I might have a heart attack. Oh. What the potential joy or depression would be if that were to happen.
But what has been your biggest surprise so far at the World Cup?
Probably Mexico.
What, Herrera?
Like, limping in to our... They played good coming in, like, with their friendlies, their warm-up matches, but limping, like, barely making it to the World Cup, and then just getting hot at the right time, kind of like the NCAA tournament, you know, got hot at the right time in advance our NFL playoffs.
You got to love the coach, Miguel Herrera, going.
He gets into those games, man.
It looked like he's in a bar fight on the sidelines, tackling players.
Yeah.
Fist pumping. Mine's probably going to be how great Germany has looked. Like, everybody expected them to be the favorites, but how great, like, that they've lived up to every single expectation that people have had. You know, Mueller was expected to take over for Klose coming in, and he's done exactly that. I think that living up to those high expectations, and also Italy being sent home, I think, because who advanced from the group? It was Uruguay and Costa Rica. Costa Rica won the group. So
They
won the group. That is...
The group of champions.
A group with England, Italy, and Uruguay. Costa Rica is the one that wins. But I think Italy being sent home, because I had them in the quarters. I thought Balotelli would play a lot better. But, you know, the teeth of Luis Suarez weren't going to let them advance. So we should mention that suspension, actually.
Yeah, nine games from FIFA, but 4 months suspended.
No Liverpool for him.
The Uruguay Football Federation and team, they just are like, why is he suspended?
Yeah,
like,
they're
the funniest people ever. He bit a third time. Yeah. He bit someone. I've seen 66% of these live, by the way. Really proud of myself for seeing that. Really,
did you see the excuse? Oh, just some my mouth or chin.
His shoulder.
Met his shoulder and just something.
My mouth was
pitch.
Wide open. And my favorite part of the whole Luis when he bites people is that he goes into injury mode. Like,
he's grabbing his teeth like they're about to fall.
This was the funniest thing. He's like grabbing his teeth like, oh, what happened? Grabbing his face. My favorite was one against Chelsea, a bit Bramislav Ivanovic, and went for the knee. Like, it's like driving pain for his knee. And when he just bit Ivanovic right on the arm. But, man, that's amazing.
I hope I find a Nike poster of Suarez.
Yeah, those are hilarious.
Just so I can Suarez my arm. But
I think my biggest surprise is Costa Rica. Just winning CONCACAF, like I said, World Cup of CONCACAF,
yeah.
winning the group. But best game, quickly, there's a lot. All the goals.
Yeah,
there's been about as many goals in this group stage as there were in the 2010 World Cup. We're about 20 shy. Amazing. Nigeria-Argentina was pretty good.
That was a really good one.
Netherlands, Australia.
Was that the one Messi scored in extra time?
That was Iran.
No, that was Iran, yeah. What a Messi. This is the World Cup of Messi, too. He's living it up.
Yeah.
Him and Neymar are living up to the hype.
He knows that this is his legacy on the line, and he's going out blazing.
Yeah.
Probably going to be Germany-Ghana.
Those 20 minutes were the most exciting 20 minutes.
Those were phenomenal. Ghana just blitzing everything at that back line. Germany still holding strong, and that was an intense one, and it made me wonder how the U.S. beat Ghana, because Ghana was just going at Germany for the whole match.
I'm going to say mine was probably USA-Ghana, even though I almost had a heart attack.
Right.
John Brooks.
Yeah, John Brooks.
So if the U.S. wins the Portugal game, is that more exciting than Ghana?
Ooh. Yes, because it's the first time we came back to win. Like, I mean, Dempsey scoring, though, in the 30 seconds.
And it's the first time they beat a Euro nation in the World Cup since the last time they beat
I remember at halftime, I got a score center update, and it was like...
They're 0-16-4.
No, it was 15-1 and something like that. And this was their second draw.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that, too, and I was like, well, there's always a time for a first.
Yeah.
And then Ronaldo.
What about you, Dean? What you guys are your best game?
There's been a lot, really. I mean, I don't really have one. I'm probably the Portugal-U.S. game, even though we tied.
We tied. Which felt like a loss.
Which felt like a loss, though.
It was
saddening, like, the rest of the day. It was like, man, we were that close to, like, advancing and stuff.
Very true.
But, yeah, that's probably mine, even though it was a draw. But
yeah, but tomorrow, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Uruguay, 4 South American nations going for 1 semifinal spot. Should be dandy. No World Cup games today. So everyone can work productively and everything like that. But this is going to do it for another Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. We will be off next Friday due to the 4th of July holiday. But we will be back in
to celebrate America.
2 weeks, hopefully, playing the next day against Argentina or Switzerland, July 5th. But we will be back in 2 weeks. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you then. Have a good day.